Hey, everybody, it's Bill Resnick. Grab your coat and get your hat and leave your worries on the doorstep. And join me, the Mighty Miz, on the sunny side of my street. I'm tired of the four D's. Disease, death, division, and damnation. I want to add another to that list. Deserve. As in, you deserve a break from the deluge of doubt. You deserve a shelter from the fountain of sorrow that threatens to drench you. And experience a moment of pure, unadulterated joy. Whatever that means to you. And to that end, I offer to share my umbrella of joyful music with the hope that my sunny songs may temporarily lighten your load a bit. Come on over and cross over to the sunny side of my street. The first time I heard this tune was on Ricky Jay's collection of songs about cards and card players. Subsequently, I heard Steve Earle's story about how, when he was playing some dive for four or five people, Townes Van Zandt stumbles in and starts heckling him. It's outlaw country lore. Townes demands Earle play Wabash Cannonball, repeatedly. Finally, Steve demurs, claiming not to know the song, but lays this, Townes' own lyrically impossible gauntlet, line perfect, on his drunken hero, and thus begins the legendary friendship. The words fly by so fast here that it's hard to follow the narrative, which upon some study reveals a poignant tale of a royal pair of anthropomorphic married playing cards doing battle through the avatars of mud and gold, a couple of hapless gambling addicts. The overall message being that winning and losing are matters of destiny, dictated by the fates and beyond our control, so you might as well keep raising the stakes. Townes, an acknowledged tortured genius whose untimely death at age 52 left behind a sumptuous body of work, kept raising his stakes, living his addict's life as though his demise was preordained. Even with this song, which he claimed was not written by himself, but by a giant pencil in the sky. Is it odd that Mr. Mud and Mr. Gold would qualify as a sunny song? Not to me. Maybe that's because I loved Ricky Jay's winking panache, and he introduced it to me. Plus, Townes' breakneck torrent of lyrical showmanship is a thrill ride, and I smile as my brain endeavors to keep up with the writer's masterstrokes. Also, a good ripping yarn will always bring a smile.
Well, the wicked king of clubs awoke. And it was to his queen he turned. His lips were laughing as they spoke. His eyes like bullets burn. The sun's upon a gambling day. His queen smiled low and blissfully. Let's make some wretched fool to pay. Plain it was she did agree. And sent his deuce down into diamond. His four to heart and his tray to spade. Three kings with the legions come. Preparations soon were made. They voted club the day's commander, give him an army face and number. All but the outlaw Jack of Diamonds and the aces in the sky. Well, he give his sevens first instruction. Spirit me a game of studs, stakes unscarred by limitation between a man named Gold and a man named Mud. And the club filled Gold with greedy vapors till his long green eyes did glow, and Mud was left with the sighs and trembles watching his hard-earned money go. Flushes fell on Gold like water, tens that paired and paired again. But the aces only flew through heaven, and the diamond jack called no man friend. Now the diamond queen saw Mud's ordeal, began to think of her long-lost son, fell to her knees with a mother's mercy and prayed to the angels, everyone. Now the diamond queen, she prayed and prayed, and the diamond angel filled Mud's hole. The wicked king of clubs himself fell face down in front of Gold. Now three kings come to club's command, but the angels from the sky did ride. Three kings up on the streets of Gold, three fireballs on the muddy side. The club queen heard her husband's call, but Lord, that queen of diamonds joy, when the outlaw in the heavenly hall turned out to be her wandering boy. Now Mud he checked and Gold bet all, and Mud he raised and Gold did call, and the smile just melted on his face when Mud turned over that diamond ace. Now here's what this story's told. If you feel like mud, you'll end up gold. If you feel like lost, you'll end up found. So amigo, lay them razors down.